Year one as part of the Marshall University School of Physical Therapy was not easy for Aaron Jordan, a native of South Carolina.
Yeah, it was, I'll be honest, it was a challenge. I spend more time here than I do in my own apartment. I pretty much live here, but I wouldn't trade it for anything. I love it.
Jordan and her fellow first-year students took part in the annual Doctor of Physical Therapy White Coat Ceremony at the St. Mary's Center for Education, where the School of Physical Therapy is located. Unlike other physical therapy schools, the two-year-old school at Marshall chooses to award the white coats after a year in the program. Dr. Penny Kroll is the chair of the School of Physical Therapy. Kroll says the idea is to do it once the students have begun to see what the coursework is like.
And during that year of coursework, they've taken some practical examinations that let us know that they are capable of handling a clinical environment. And so the reason why we give them the white coats at this point in time, because after the short summer semester, they're going out into the clinical environment.
The school is in the candidacy for accreditation stage and hopes to achieve full accreditation next school year. The class that received their white coats Friday are part of a 3-year physical therapy program. She says she's happy with the progression of the program.
But we have managed to come up with faculty who have expertise in all the areas that we need to cover. And again, the facilities are fantastic. We couldn't ask for better.
Dr. Eric Tarr spoke with the students Friday. He's president of the West Virginia Physical Therapy Association. He says he always tells the students to remember to be confident.
They get to put all the investment that they've made in the years that have led up to this point into practice. And so when they go in and start interacting with our patients, that they need to realize they have that and kind of shake off some of the intimidation. 90% of getting that patient's confidence is being confident in yourself.
Tarr says receiving the coat means a great deal to prospective physical therapists.
It's a big step to go from didactic curriculum into actually putting your hands on patients. So it's a way to celebrate what they've actually learned and give them some confidence actually as well when they go in to know that they've actually completed something and should be proud of that and have something to be confident about when they start interacting with patients.
Gabriel Blanco is a first-year student from Cincinnati. He says to receive their coats means a great deal.
I think for any one of us, getting the white coat is really symbolic that you've put in the work, you've gotten that foundation of knowledge, and now it's time to expand upon that and get out there and really just start building up your clinical thought process.
The class contained 40 students. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Clark Davis in Huntington.